The White House has expressed optimism about the potential summit between the United States and North Korea. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said the U.S. expects the meeting to happen on June 12th as scheduled. She added that bilateral talks ahead of the summit have been positive. A top North Korean official is in New York for negotiations with U.S. officials. General Kim Jong-chol and U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo have begun a meeting to pave the way for the summit. Washington has demanded Pyongyang end its nuclear activities and halt its ballistic missile tests. North Korea, in return, wants security guarantees and an end to the U.S. joint drills with Japan and South Korea in the region. Joining us live now is Dr. Wilma Leon, who is a columnist and political scientist. Dr. Leon, thanks for joining us. How optimistic are you that this summit will take place and may even bear some fruit?
Well, let's just say I'll be surprised if Donald Trump is in Singapore on the 12th of June.
All right, and why do you think that is? Because, you know, many people would say that this is the perfect photo op for Donald Trump. He's been trying to sell this for quite a long time now.
Because it is the perfect photo op, but I don't believe that the Trump administration is really prepared to deal with the Kim administration. I don't think that that Donald Trump himself has the intellectual horsepower to be able to manage a summit with Kim Jong-un. And I also really don't understand still, what is the objective? What is the plan? What can be accomplished in a day? Even though Sarah Sanders has said that they've set aside a couple of some extra time, whatever that means, I don't know what can be accomplished.
Dr. Leon, how important, though, do you think this will be for U.S. relations with even its own ally like South Korea? Because South Korea's President Moon Jae-in, we know, came into office wanting these very sorts of talks. If the U.S. backs out or if this fails, certainly this will reflect badly on America, won't it?
Well, it will definitely reflect badly on America on the international front and in terms of international interpretation. But you can rest assured that Donald Trump and the U.S. media would spin this to make it look like it was Kim's fault. Donald Trump has already said a number of times he'd walk away from the meeting if Kim doesn't give him what he wants. He has said up until last week that the Libya option would still be available if Kim doesn't give him what he wants. So Donald Trump has been laying the predicate since the time this issue became an issue that, yes, he wants to do it, but no, he doesn't want to do it. Yes, he will go. No, he won't go. Yes, it's on. Even when he allegedly canceled it, the last thing that he said in that speech was, but President Kim, if you want to come to Singapore, call me. We'll talk about it. So who knows?
Very well, Dr. Leon, we'll leave there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate your sharing your insight with us.